It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Like Ernest says, we're not afraid, but we're a little bit concerned here on Declare Your Independence. So there's Hancock, and the revolution continues. Me, Jet Lacy. I'm tan, rested, ready after that nice six-minute break. We went out. I went outside. My goodness, it's hot out. My goodness, I can't wait for this to be over. But we had a great show going on here, if I do say so myself. And we have Cassandra Anderson of MorphCity.com, and we're talking about Agenda 21, and we've kind of been all over the map. And I'd like to, spend the last hour and really get down to business about what this really means to us. You were talking about how the three E's of their control over us. And you went to economics, education, and I cut you off, which I apologize for.
We were having a conversation. The third one is the environment, and this is what I'm particularly interested in. I'm interested in all of it, but it's just I think because I have a science background that I find it very upsetting because I used to believe in global warming. And, because that's all you get in the schools, the media, propaganda, it's everywhere. So it's falling apart, though, I'm happy to say, in the markets anyway. The CCX, Chicago Climate Exchange, I believe Al Gore owns 10% of that, and Obama helped set it up. It's commodities trading for carbon.
Well, he owns a bunch of it, too, doesn't he?
Not sure about that, but I know he was instrumental in setting it up. And the CCX owns 50% of the EUX, which is a European climate exchange. Anyhow, long story short, a few years ago, I think in 2007, 2008, the shares were selling for over $7 per share, and now it's down to 5 or 10 cents a share. So people are waking up. They see that it's... again, the emperor has no clothes. It's deception. It's lies. So to get back to the environment, though, so to break it down a little bit more, what's going on there is and the reason why I think the environment is the biggest piece of it is because that's the excuse that they use for the other two things. So the economics and the education. So with the environment, they have three major tools that they use. Which are, and if you think back to the story that I told you about the federal pump being turned down to a trickle here in California, it's water shortages, it's the Endangered Species Act, and that was about the fish, right? So we've got two, and global warming, and they also threw that in. So that one hit the trifecta.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah, so always be looking at those three things when there's something at issue. Because those are the three primary ways that they're implementing the structure for control and depopulation with regard to the environment.
Pastor Lindsey Williams, who I've had on the show, both shows, I had him on the afternoon show a while ago, and, he knew a lot of the elites when he was a minister up in Prudhoe Bay up in Alaska. He says something that's very, very interesting. Insofar as that, look for their catchwords. They always use catchwords to try to bring about the changes that they want. And like I was talking about earlier, smart. When you have smart anything, it means
it's bad
control.
Yeah, it's very bad. I have a list of definitions on my website in the drop-down menu of Agenda 21. So you can, you know, even just reading through the definitions, you can get a real feel for what this thing is and, you know, their strategies. And that's absolutely correct, is to look at the words. I'm glad that you brought up smart growth, or the word smart. Smart growth is the flip side of the coin of the Wildlands Project. And Michael Shaw, I have to credit him with this. He said that you know, when you have the left that's in power, they go for the wildland stuff, you know, like, oh, we've got to save the species, you know, it's all about the animals, da-da-da-da-da. And what the Wildlands Project is, you've probably seen that Agenda 21 map that's orange and yellow, all poshmark.
Indeed, yes.
And concentrating people into cities and clearing them off of 50% of America's landscape. So that's the Wildlands Project.
You know, when I was at the gym last week, and I couldn't even, you know, very few things surprise me anymore when I look about the, you know, when I talk about this stuff, I've read so much about it. But on CNN, I said, oh, tightly packed cities, better for the environment. You know, that was something they were talking about.
Well, let me share a little factoid with you here. Guess how much of America is actually developed, and that means with buildings and roadways.
How much?
Just guess.
5%?
You're exactly right. 5%. Only 5% of America is considered developed, and that's from the EPA. I have the link on my website. And, you know, so people think that it's so overcrowded, and it's like, not exactly. And out of that 5% that's developed, I can't remember the figure of how much is urban, but 77%, that's almost 80% of the population, lives in urban areas. So people just don't even understand how big this country is. They don't understand because they're living in urban areas, and they want to crowd it even more, which is crazy.
I'm actually, I'm on the website right now of, you know, with your definitions, and it's, I hadn't been to that page before. It's great. You know, just the, I love the one about, which one is it? Smart growth, herding people into cities and off rural land for the purpose of controlling human action, building up, quote, high rises, not out, and mixed use buildings with stores on the ground floor with living spaces above exist within a walkable community. The objective is for people to stay within a small area in order to be easily controlled while the animals roam freely elsewhere.
See, that's the Wildlands Project. So what I was talking about, they're two sides of the same coin. So when the left is in power, it's all about the animals and clearing out space for animals and, you know, this big whole alarmism thing over endangered species, which, by the way, thanks to Dr. Michael Kaufman, he's done such a tremendous amount of research and it's a brilliant guy. Did you know that not a single species has ever been delisted as a result of any action from the Endangered Species Act? Not a single species has ever been saved.
Oh, I thought they were actually on the verge. I read something about bald eagles.
No, I talked to him about that. And what happens is they might already be extinct. There might be a taxonomic error. You know, there's 60 species that have been delisted, and not one single one of them has been delisted as a result of any action taken by the Endangered Species Act, which, again, targets private property. So if private property is targeted, you know, the idea is they put so many regulations on the private property that the person can't live there anymore, or the land value becomes, you know, steeply decreased, and, you know, so they leave. And, you know, then that's open to wildlands. And, well, where do they go? Well, they go into where there's development, which is in the smart growth cities. So you see, they go hand in hand together. And when the right is in power, they pursue the objectives of smart growth. You know, well, you know, it's all about consolidation and privatization of utilities and water and things like that through corporations.
Yeah, and like, you know, a lot
so
of
fascism.
A lot of cities are putting in smart grids. You know,
yeah,
anytime you
I
put
actually,
smart.
Yeah. So what the idea, if you just give me a minute, I'll build it from the bottom up for you, what's
you
going
go,
on
girl.
There.
So you know what? We only got like 2 minutes, but we'll let you carry over.
Yeah.
Get started, though. It's okay.
Okay. So smart growth city, what happens is the city and or the county define the boundaries of, you know, what land can be built upon. So they define that smart growth boundary. If you're on the outside in the rural areas, your land is devalued. If you have to move to the inside, the prices are skyrocketed. So it sets up a two-tier system.
That's just amazing. When we come back on Declare Your Independence, the Nurse Hancock and the Revolution Continues, we're going to let Cassandra Anderson impart us some of her wisdom, because I really, really enjoy talking to her. She really has this situation down and is able to explain it in a way that, you know, dummies like me can understand. So when we come back, we'll jump right back into it with Cassandra Anderson of MorphCity.com. Be right back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Love ain't the same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend.
My friends, Aerosmith wasn't kidding. This is the same old song and dance. This has been going on for a long time. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. There is Hancock, and the revolution continues. Me, Jet Lacy. We're talking with Cassandra Anderson of MorphCity.com. And, before we jump back into what you were talking about, I love the picture on your definitions page with the picture of America and the doctors and the IVs of...
David Dees is fabulous.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. And
Where they're cutting it up like surgeons, dividing up America. Yeah,
that's actually a hilarious picture. So, jump away, but I really want you to keep talking about what you were started saying before the break, because
sure.
I think it's very important.
Okay, so smart growth. So we have the smart growth boundaries where you can't build outside the boundary, so that land is devalued. And then inside the city, the property prices rise astronomically. And I think that it's also, if you think about the superstructure of it, people that can't afford to live in the city, but there's nowhere else to live, well, where do they turn? To the government, another government, subsidy. And as we become more and more reliant on the government, they have more control over us. So that's part of the objective. So let's go a little bit smaller now. So you've got the smart growth boundary. Well, inside of that, you have smart growth development. So that would be like the high-rises, as Michael Shaw calls them, stack 'em and pack 'em, with the multi-use, the restaurants, stores, that sort of thing on the bottom floor, and then living cages up top, so building up instead of out. And if you hear, you hear a lot of negative commentary on urban sprawl, but wait a minute, what's wrong with that? most people would rather live in a home than an apartment or condo. So, it's propaganda.
But the thing is, I grew up here in Phoenix, Arizona. I moved here when I was 8 years old from upstate New York. And I tell you, I used to be able to go out to the desert and shoot guns and whatever, just a few minutes outside of my house, even though I lived in the city. And now the desert is gone away. And so I understand, I'm not trying to, just be one-sided about this. There is something to be said for, limiting that to a certain extent.
Well, I think that's fine. I don't like how they're doing it. And secondarily, I would also say that, you can go further out into the desert because, again, 5% of America is developed. So, right. You just go a little further. And the third thing that I would say about that is the reason why the U.S. population is exploding that nobody talks about is not because of the birth and fertility rate. It's a result of immigration. So, in fact, I was looking at an article today, and I think it said back in, today's population is 307 million people in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
and it's projected to be 483 million, I think, by 2050. And the reason is 82% of that growth is through immigration. So that's, you know, so if you want to look at something, that's more where the problem is. So back to smart growth. Let's jump back inside the smart growth boundary here.
Sure.
And so smart growth homes, like they're promoting zero energy homes. That means, and you'll appreciate this, Jet, no air conditioning and no heat. Zero energy homes.
Wow, you're not going to have too many people living in Phoenix, Arizona, I can tell you right now.
Well, see, exactly. And so the more concentration in the cities where they want us. So part and parcel of that is what they're doing, you know, and they're promoting solar energy and wind energy. Well, go ask Spain. It doesn't work. And they spent billions and billions of dollars, and it's bankrupted them. And, you know, that's the other thing that really gets me peeved is, you know, these green, so-called green organizations, nonprofits, which are anything but nonprofit, let's call them tax-exempt organizations,
right,
that get a lot of their funding through the UN and foundations like Rockefeller, Ford, et cetera. You don't hear them talking about hemp, which is a very viable, clean energy product, you know, hemp oil. Or right. Alcohol. You know,
absolutely.
Both of those were taken off the market. Why? Who did that? Oh, that's right, the Rockefellers. You know, they were behind that because it competed with their petroleum products.
Right, and that was, again, an earlier, they used it under the guise of racism. Because, you know, the Mexicans that were coming up and working here in the United States and the jazz musicians down in the South and New York City, you know, liked a little bit of the ganja. And next thing you know, they wanted to vilify it. But there was, but, you know, you can do just about anything you want with hemp, and it turns over every 90 days.
Yeah, you can make oil out of it. It's a super nutritious, high-protein food. You can replace virtually replace plastic. You can make paper out of it. So, like these forests, you know, you want to save the forest? Great, grow some hemp. You know,
yeah,
you cannot get high off of industrial hemp. I think someone said that you'd have to smoke a joint the size of a telephone pole. And the way, you know, and it was all done through deception, the way it was passed through Congress. And they call it cannabis because marijuana and industrial hemp both fall under that categorization. But the true intent was to get industrial hemp off the market because it is so useful. And it used to be illegal to not grow it.
Right.
You know.
I mean, George Washington was a hemp farmer.
Yeah, they all were. I think Jefferson and I can't remember. But, yeah, many of them were. Many of the founding fathers were hemp farmers.
And they still use only hemp ropes for ships because rats won't eat it. They'll eat the nylon. They'll eat anything else. But, you know, hemp, you can make clothing out of it. You can do just about anything. And, again, you know, I was in, you know, Oregon, I believe, with my uncle. We were driving through across to his house in Idaho, and there was poplar forests. And they used those for papers. It was pretty interesting. They had exactly rectangular forests of poplar trees, and you can turn those over every 7 years. And then you have to let it rest for 7 years. So it's actually a 14-year turnover for the land. But you got hemp that you can turn over every 90 days, and it would solve all of our energy problems.
I don't know about all, but it would go a long, long way to saving this country. You know, so anyhow, and alcohol, you know, is an amazing fuel as well. And, you know, you can make alcohol out of so many things, you know, and, but, you know, again, that got vilified and all these other things. And when it was vilified and prohibition came in, you know, it makes paint, it makes all sorts of things. All of those industries went out of business. And I was reading this one book and the guy was saying that was the reason for the Great Depression, was because they pulled alcohol off of the market. And it wasn't just, you know, drinking alcohol, but, you know, it's so useful for so many other things. And that they just, you know, the whole industry, or, you know, many industries just fell apart as a result of that.
Right.
Yeah.
And everything they do is to promote their big businesses.
So if you want to know if your organization that you like, your green organization, is, and I have yet to run across one that isn't tainted by these global warming lies is go on their website and see if they talk about global warming. And if they do, then you can presume that that there's something funny going on there, and you know that there's an agenda behind it. Agenda 21.
And again, I learned that from you. You know, I was looking in the paper. They were saying, "Oh, we're going to run out of water in Arizona," which, as I knew, was not true because we have the Colorado River, and they, the California and Nevada, had to play ball with us because we, at the Grand Canyon, we own the whole rights to it. We could have all of it, but we decided to share it with them, but we get the lion's share of the Colorado. We're not running out of water. When we come back, I'll talk about it on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. And the revolution continues. Me, Jet Lacy, we're going to jump back into it with Cassandra Anderson of MorphCity.com. Love to hear from you. 866-986-6397. 866-986-NEWS. Be right back.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
I want to break free.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues. Me, Jet Lacy. We're talking with Cassandra Anderson from MorphCity.com about Agenda 21 and what it means to us on a day-by-day basis, because that's what it's really meant to be about, is to affect our lives, take it from the globalization aspect all the way down to the lowest levels of government, where it can affect our day-to-day lives. So please continue with what you're talking about. I'm sorry we had to break.
Oh, no worries. So let's get back to smart growth. I keep trying to finish that, and I go off on tangents. So you have the smart growth boundary, and then within that, the buildings are being built up instead of out, with the mixed-use down at the bottom, restaurants, stores, that sort of thing, and some of them are being built without garages because they don't want you to have a car, because that's not, you know, they've got more control if it's public transport, right? So, or bicycles and walking, which is why they're always promoting that, for your own benefit, for your health, of course. So now, energy-wise, they have this thing called a smart meter that they've been putting on homes here in California and I think across the country. And it's the energy company here, PG&E, that's doing it. And the homeowner has not given their permission. And what the smart meter does is it monitors minute by minute how much energy you're using. And if you have smart appliances, it will know which appliances you're using. And of course this is all, you know, right now it's for your benefit, so that you know when you're having high energy usage and all of these sorts of things. Yet, these smart meters, ultimately, the idea is that they can be turned off and on remotely. And when I went to Austin, the smart buildings there, we stayed in a hotel, and it was so cold. This was in December, and I was freezing, and I was wearing a little hat and jacket, and I turned the heat up to 78, but it never went over what it was, because it's all regulated, you know, from it's centralized regulation, you know, by the buildings, and then, you know, by extension from there, the grouping of buildings, and et cetera, et cetera. But these smart meters, these are going on individual homes, and what's really bad about them is they emit radiation.
They do.
And so, you know, the control part is nasty, but so is that. You know, why do we need to be subjected to more radiation, more EMF waves? You know, I don't like that. So now let's carry that forward. So you've got the zero energy home, you've got the smart meter. And as you were talking about the smart grids, well, what's the smart grid? I know that there's WAPA, which is Western Area Power Administration, and I think there's 11 Western states that are on it, and that came out of Enron. And it makes me really wonder if the whole Enron thing wasn't a setup to bring in WAPA, because WAPA can be, regulated. It's centralized power, and that's through the Department of Energy.
Well, it's proven that Enron faked brownouts to raise the price of electricity.
Right, and then, of course, they were vilified and all of that stuff. And so what was the answer to that? Well, what ended up happening was the federal government came in and said, okay, well, we'll upgrade your infrastructure, and we're going to put you on WAPA. Well, WAPA is centrally controlled by the Department of Energy, DOE, another alphabet agency filled with appointees carrying out the major objectives of the federal government.
Right.
So there you go. So that's what the smart grid is.
It's, you know.
Oh, and there's one more part, too. Report with Dr. Kaufman. It came out in the August review, and I can't remember who the author was, but I know Dr. Kaufman contributed. And what they're talking about is currency, which is interesting, like electrical currency and money currency.
Mm-hmm.
Based on power, based on electricity. So, like, you would get X number of credits a month, and whatever you don't use just goes back into, the kitty. And you only get X number of credits to use per month. So, let's say you might be having a hot month in Phoenix, but you've already used up all your air conditioning credits. Well, that's how does, that's not freedom. That's not the free market. That's, and it's a lie, too.
Yeah. I have a 1,200-square-foot house right in central Phoenix, and, not a big house. It's brick house, so it's pretty well insulated. My electricity bill was $350 last month, and you know what? I told my wife, that's the best $350 we spent, because we were comfortable inside. I was able to spend the money that I wanted to towards the things that I wanted to spend it on, and that was air conditioning.
Right. So, the idea, as you were speaking about before, is to deindustrialize, and they want to, really actively working toward, attacking energy. Look at the Deepwater Horizon thing, and this is interesting. It came out that I think it was who's the head of the Department of Interior? I want to say Salazar. Anyway, he rejected oil pumping contracts that had been established years earlier, and he nullified them, and they were ones that were on land that would have prevented the necessity for having to do deep water drilling. So the whole idea is to break us down, from all angles, and that's why Agenda 21 is such a big topic, because it's the whole enchilada.
And it means that they're trying on these myriad ways to really, like we were talking about, make us less fertile, make less of us, to control every aspect of our lives, including, we didn't even get to the National Ocean Council. I mean, we talked about in the morning show.
Right.
And, sustainable development on all these different levels, the smart grids, that everything is just this net is being thrown over us, and then it's just being, pulled in, getting tightened up around us. And if we don't stand up and push away against the net, we're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Well, I have two comments on that. As you know, I work for G. Edward Griffin, and I've been thinking about this for some time. What's the absolute nexus of it? And it all starts with the funny money system, fiat currency, which we, we're told we have to use because of the legal tender laws. That's like really the heart of it. And it's very interesting. And so anyhow, it's just, we've got to break that down. But that ties in again with the currency, based on energy credits. They want to get us off of cash even. And they want to have, plastic card where you have X number of energy credits per month. And so it's just yet another banking scam.
Right. It's another bucket of money. And that's what Ernest Hancock always talks about, making a big bucket of money. And if you talk about just on, it just went up today on Freedom's Phoenix, U.S. Departments of Labor and Treasury schedule hearing on confiscation of private retirement accounts. They're broke. So what they're trying to do is create more buckets of money for themselves. They're grabbing everything that they possibly can. And so, you know, where other people's retirement accounts can, you know, they have a cash value where you can, at the end of your life, you know, can pass something on to your progeny or your whoever the heck you want to. And now they're going to confiscate those and turn it into a Social Security type of thing where you don't get anything at the end of your life, but you still have to pay in for your life.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mention that, too, because in the Obama health care package, they snuck in a little rider about any sales of gold. I'm not sure if that includes silver as well, but gold for sure. Any sales over $600, it's got to go, you know, 1099 through the IRS. Well, what's that about? You know, that's about more control, knowing what you've got. And the thing about gold is, like, let's say I had children and I just, you know, I could just directly give it to them, you know, and there's no taxation involved. There's, you know, and it's privately done as it should be. And, you know, they want to get rid of that and they want more control and they want to, you know, because people are catching on with the precious metals that's, you know, that has actual real value.
Absolutely. It's the only thing. It's been the money of in biblical times. I mean, it's
right,
the money considered the money that there is, period, since time immemorial, since, you know, the earliest recorded history. So we got one. I can't believe how fast it went, Cassandra. We have one more segment together. So we're going to finish her up best we can here on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. The revolution continues. Me, Jet Lacy. If you have any final comments or anything, give us a call, 866-986-6397, 866-986-NEWS. And we'll be right back in just a minute.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Fighting against and fighting for something are two different things. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. There's Hancock. The revolution continues. Me, Jet Lacy. We're finishing up the last segment. My goodness, it's Friday afternoon. It's soon to be happy hour around here in Phoenix, lovely Phoenix, Arizona. And we're just finishing up with Cassandra Anderson of MorphCity.com. And we're talking about Agenda 21 and how it infuses itself into every level of our lives. And like Cassandra said at the top of, you know, her time on the show with us, she said, if you cut the head off, the rest will die. And that's so true. But boy, that head is a long ways away and it's very hard to get to, but we can still fight this Agenda 21 on the local level.
Well, actually, that's my friend Michael Shaw and I have talked about it, and we really think that that's where it's at. Is, and here's the beauty of it, is, you know, getting rid of it on the local level is really the way to go, and then expand up from there. Because, you know what, I'm, you know, for me to fly to the UN in New York is ridiculous. If I went to Washington D.C., I'd have no effect. Even if I go to my state capital in Sacramento, no effect. But here in my city, I can go to a city council meeting and hold their feet to the fire over the global warming issues. And what are you doing? You know, and I can notify the local businesses around here, the big businesses, and let them know how it will affect them, the draconian regulations and laws, and start a coalition. The city council meetings can be filmed.
Right.
You know, and so just gather up a few facts, you know, which there's a lot of them on my website. As far as ICLEI goes, there's the article that I wrote that's on the front page. That's a great way to start, because there's a federal government scientist on there calling for depopulation at an environmental rally, and people actually cheered. It's crazy. They cheered for that. And You know, so it just goes to show you. And then there's links to, you know, several links to Michael Shaw's website. And if, there's model legislation that people can use in their own city. So I'm so glad that you brought that up because, you know, I always like to leave it with solutions. And going local is the way to go.
I tell you, you know, I have this paper in front of me that I printed up, the City of Phoenix Environmental Sustainability Council, part of the City Council's Transportation Infrastructure Sustainability Subcommittee, meets at 10 a.m. on the first Thursday of each month. And anybody in Phoenix, Peggy Neely is the chair, Bill Gates, not that one, but or another Bill Gates, Claude Maddox, and the vice mayor, Tom Simplot, who is also my councilman. Are members of the ICLEI Council in the City Council of the City of Phoenix, Arizona. So I urge all of you out there to just look into this. You know, it's easily available on your city or town website if they are indeed a member of ICLEI.
Well, there's a link on my ICLEI story where they can find out if their city is an ICLEI city. It's down at the bottom of the story. There's five or six links. One is the little booklet that you'd mentioned by Michael Shaw. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what the name of it is.
What is ICLEI Primer, Your Town, and Freedom
Primer.
Threatened?
Print that out. It's made to be printed and distributed. Print that out and go to this meeting, give that to them so they understand what's going on. If they already understand what's going on and they're doing it anyway, kick them out of office. You know, and that's what's so great is it's right in your hometown. You don't have to travel to do it.
And at the very least, you can, you know, other people go to the city council meetings for other reasons, and you can, you know, enlighten these people to what you want just because they're there for something else.
Right. And, you know, if somebody's active enough to get up and go to a city council meeting, you know, they're going to be interested in this. Oh, depopulation? Yeah. You know, that's some scary stuff. And so, you know, again, Michael Shaw, there's a link on my story to the model legislation that's on his website. And so, and it's a real short article with three videos on it, and people can just watch that, get an idea of what it is, and they can even just send the article to their local leaders.
You know, I agree with you there, but then again, I think it's a little bit better if you go. It's harder to dismiss someone when they're looking you in the eye.
I misspoke. I thank you. send them that first, and then go to the city council meeting and hold their feet to the fire. And the thing is, they've got to look into your eyes. It's one on one, and that's what's great about the local level.
Absolutely. And, you know, I got to say that I really, really appreciate that you've kind of enlightened me a lot. You know, it's like Alice Jones says, you start investigating one lie and a universe opens up. And I did 3 hours on different topics today, and we only scratched the surface of each one of these topics. Again, we didn't even get to what they're trying to do with water in this country.
And there's so much more than that. I'm busy, you know, researching. In 98, they said they were going to destroy 600 dams in America. I'm not sure what the number is, how successful they've been, but, you know, it's just, it's never ending, and there's so many tentacles. So, again, you know, if you knock out Agenda 21 and you secure your municipality, you're, you know, miles ahead of the game.
So what's up? You know, I know that you're doing a lot of different things. What's on your radar coming up, or what are you working on now? You really handle a lot of varied topics just like I do.
Yeah, so. Well, because it's, you know, again, Agenda 21 is the whole thing. So actually next week I'm filming some segments with G. Edward Griffin on banking.
Oh, wow.
Which should be pretty exciting. It'll take me a little while to edit it because I'm a neophyte in the editing department.
I'm the same way. I put out 6 or 7 YouTube videos, and, you know, I'm just learning how to do it with the Windows Movie Maker free thing that it came with my Windows, and it works pretty good.
Yeah. So, but people can look forward to that because, you know, again, the banking is really the heart of it, and I'm solution-based, you know, because it's one thing to learn about all of this junk and this garbage, and, oh, they're trying to kill us, you know, but who wants to hear that? Now, if you offer up a solution, and here's how you can get involved, and you can stop this, well, now that's a different story.
Right. That's what I was talking about with the North American Union mock legislature. I figure if you just go out there to ASU and start, you know, if you're standing out there, there's going to be a lot of students passing by, and they're going to be, you know, curious as to why you're standing there talking about what you're talking about, that this is a travesty.
Yeah, you know, and that's where to get them, too, is the young people, you know, because they're fresh, they've got energy, it's great, you know, that's a great venue. I think that my top recommendation, though, if somebody wants to get active, is to go after ICLEI in your hometown. Read the article, check out the links, and go to your city council meeting.
You know, I plan to do that myself. I've been working on this, and I unfortunately just missed the meeting yesterday because it kind of crept up quick because it was only the second of the month. But I'll tell you what, in October, I'm going to be there.
Great. That's really great news. Thank you for doing that, Jet. You're really a fabulous asset to the Patriot movement.
We just have to. I don't.
I know. It's not like this is how I wanted to spend my time, but, you know, when I found out someone's trying to kill me, well, I don't go for that too much.
My wife actually hates that I do this kind of stuff because she would just rather accept she accepts me for who I am and why I want to do what I want to do, but she'd rather just accept the New World Order, keep her head down, do her job, and live our lives together.
And yeah, but they're not going to leave you alone. They're not stopping. It's moving at warp speed, and, you know, people have to stand up.
Indeed. And, you know, it's just one of those things that it just takes a little bit of action.
Right. I mean, some cities have kicked ICLEI out, and this model legislation just came out a few months ago from, I apologize for not knowing who the author is, but some young guy in Spokane, and he's going great guns with it, and, you know, it'd be great to see it move across the country to all those 600 cities that have it.
So just in the last minute or so that we have, can you tell everybody again how to get in touch with you, if they have any questions they want to ask you, if they want to find out about any of your articles or any of these other websites that we referred to?
Sure. They can just go to my website, Morph City, that's MORPH, City, CITY, .com. And there's a section where they can email me in the About section, I believe, under that tab. And I'd be happy to communicate with anybody that wants to send me an email, has some questions, anything like that.
Okay. And the other ones are, let's see, we're talking about Freedom Advocates.
You're right, freedomadvocates.org, that's Michael Shaw's website. And I also highly recommend Dr. Kaufman's website, Environmental Perspectives. That guy's done so much work in this movement. He's really just a brilliant guy.
Well, thank you so very much, as always, for coming on the show with me. I really appreciate the time we get to spend together on the air, Cassandra, and I look forward to speaking with you again very, very soon.
Well, it was a real pleasure. Thank you, Jet.
Thanks. Look forward to talking to you guys again real soon on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. The revolution continues. To me, Jet Lacy. Be on the lookout for revolutioncontinues.com. And as always, go to freedomsphoenix.com for a free archive of the show and a lot of good news. Have a great weekend.